of the Stars every Saturday from 2 to 4 on AM 860 WWDB. Join me and my co-host, Councilman Frank Rizzo, and you can hear us on our website, www.dial-law.com. Remember, R&R, Saturday afternoons, 2 to 4, Rizzo and Rovner. Thank you.
AM 860 WWDB is your new home for Imus in the Morning. Imus in the Morning and Money Talk all day long, only on AM 860 WWDB, the Delaware Valley's only Money Talk radio.
Don't passively exist with backaches, allergies, PMS, colds, flu, and other ailments. Listen to me, Parthenia Izzard, every Saturday morning at 8 for wellness, wholeness, and wisdom. I am a local natural healthcare practitioner and psychologist. I will show you alternative paths toward health with an holistic approach. Don't miss Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, Parthenia Izzard, every Saturday morning at 8, only on AM 860 WWDB.
It's time for you to start making more money. Find out about the low-risk wealth-building method millionaires use. They invest in real estate. And now in Philadelphia, you've got real estate riches.
We show you how to acquire a couple million dollars in assets and have $100,000 a year income within the next 10, 15 years.
I just followed the program. I followed all the steps, did everything you're supposed to do, and I wound up right before Christmas with $16,000 extra dollars in my pocket.
You already know that real estate is a smart part of any balanced investing portfolio. It's like a stock that pays dividends while it continues to appreciate, producing an eventual capital gain. We get our dividends from rent and our capital gains when we sell.
Why waste money on useless books and tapes when you have real estate riches right here in Philly? Our workshops are free. Leave your checkbook at home. But seating is limited, so you must call 267-231-3920. That's 267-231-3920. Or register online at realestateriches.com.
The opinions and statements expressed in the following program do not necessarily reflect those of WWDB, its staff, or management.
Welcome to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with your host, psychologist Parthenia Izzard. Parthenia is a psychologist and certified natural health care practitioner who will show you alternative paths toward health with a holistic approach. Call with your questions or comments at 610-664-4100. Now here's the host of Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom, psychologist Parthenia Izzard.
Good morning to those of you listening to our live broadcast today, September 30, 2006. And good day to those of you listening to a rebroadcast some other time. You are listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izzard, at WWDB 860 on the AM dial. On this program, we discuss alternative medicine therapies, related products, and issues. Only try the therapy shared here after consulting with your physician. Last Saturday, our guest was Benjamin Harrison of Rishi Tees. At the show's end, we discussed the herb borage and the yoga asana virasana. Actually, Benjamin was the weekend before last. Last weekend, we had a rebroadcast of the Immaculee Ilibagiza program. If you missed either of those programs, you can go to our website at www.amtherapies.com. Click on the radio show link, scroll down to the show you want, and click the button under it to listen to the show. If you want to set up an appointment with me, call 610-687-6184. For general information, call 610-660-7710. Later, when we open the phone lines, call 610-664-4100 to ask a question of our guest. Our guest today is Denny Waxman from the Strengthening Health Institute, and he'll be talking about macrobiotics. At the end of the program, we will discuss the herb Boswellia and the yoga asana Dandasana. Now it's time for our wellness news. CAM, the Complementary and Alternative Medicine people at the NIH, Volume 7, Number 4, this fall 2005, winter 2006, gave a report about the health effects of soy. A new evidence-based report was found that eating soy protein daily may have some health benefits, but overall, the health effects of soy are uncertain and need further investigation, according to them. The report, Effects of Soy on Health Outcomes, is published in the Agency for Healthcare Research and Quality, the AHRQ. It was requested and funded by the NCCAM and the NIH Office of Dietary Supplements. The authors found from the studies they examined that there is some evidence that eating tofu or other sources of soy protein daily may reduce low-density lipoprotein, LDL, so-called bad cholesterol, and triglyceride levels slightly. They also found that soy isoflavones might help reduce hot flashes in postmenopausal women. However, the authors cautioned that firm conclusions cannot be made because the available studies were limited in number of poor quality or too short duration to lead to definite conclusions. They called for future studies of soy to better address these issues as well as others. The report's summary is available online or by calling the AHRQ Publications Clearinghouse toll-free at 1-800-358-9295. Okay. Now, again, as I said earlier, our guest today is Denny Waxman. He is an internationally known teacher, counselor, and writer in the fields of health, natural healing, and macrobiotics. In 1982, Denny, successfully guided by Anthony Satellaro, president of the Methodist Hospital in Philadelphia, completed recovery from terminal prostate cancer. This experience is documented in Dr. Satellaro's book, Recalled by Life. In over 35 years of microbiotic counseling, Denny has helped thousands of clients with a wide range of concerns, ranging from allergies to cancer, who regain their health. He found the Essence Natural Food Store, founded the Essence Scene Natural Food Store in Philadelphia, served as director of the Community Health Foundation and Cushy Institute in London, and conducted the Mid-Atlantic Microbiotic Summer Camps for 10 years. He has been active as well in teaching and promoting personal and planetary health in Eastern Europe and Portugal. In 1997, Denny Waxman founded a school to begin formally teaching his unique approach to health and healing. Now, Denny's school has grown so quickly that in 2002, he established it as a 501c3 not-for-profit corporation known as the Strengthening Health Institute, SHI. In 2005, he received the Evelyn Cushy Award in recognition of his long-term service to macrobiotics. Denny maintains an active health counseling practice in Philadelphia and New York. The new permanent SHI Center will house a cafe, store, and an educational facility offering day classes, dinner lectures, free lectures, 4 to 5 strengthening health intensives, and a 1-year comprehensive certificate program in microbiotic studies that meets monthly on weekends. The center will host a wide variety of teachers who share the dream of improving not just the health of individuals, but that of the planet as well. Denny published his first book, 10 Steps to Strengthening Health, in 1997, followed in 2002 by the Great Life Handbook. Now, the Great Life Diet is to be published in January of 2007 by Pegasus Books, and he's currently working on The Power of Food. A very busy person. Good morning, Denny. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Tell us about your background. Where did you study? Where are you from? That sort of information.
Okay, well, I'm from Philadelphia, born and raised. My background essentially is in macrobiotics. I'm not a medical practitioner or an MD, so I have no formal medical training. My background is purely in macrobiotics. I studied extensively with Michio Kushi and other teachers and essentially self-educated.
Now, I also want to remind our guests that we had Ken Williamson from the All Natural Market on earlier in the summer, and you were one of the primary resources he shared with our listeners, and he felt that you would be a wonderful person to have on the program. I wanted to know what you could share with us that inspired, you know, what things happened in your life that inspired your involvement with macrobiotics.
Essentially, growing up, I couldn't find anything that really satisfied me. Mm-hmm. Whatever I did, I just found incredibly frustrating, and I was always searching for something that had more meaning. So after I graduated from high school, I started college, and I found that totally unsatisfied, and I decided to drop out. And I just began reading everything on, alternatives or, you know, different ideas about life. And finally, I found a book on macrobiotics, and I couldn't put it down. It was the most meaningful thing that I had ever found. I decided to, you know, give it a try. And that was like the beginning of this adventure.
I would imagine you saw some immediate or relatively immediate changes in your own health when you made that change.
Well, I wasn't really concerned about my health. Basically, growing up, my mother was really an excellent cook. But as, you know, the years went by, I would eat less real food and more junk food. So I essentially had a 100% junk food diet. And it was just to the point where food was no longer satisfying. It was another frustration. And then when I found out about macrobiotics and started to eat brown rice and vegetables, all of a sudden food started to become delicious and satisfying. And it was a kind of revelation for me.
Well, what inspired you to want to go into the food industry, you know, make that a career move?
Well, you couldn't find the food anywhere. it was, you know, basically, survival. I figured if I'm going to do this, then I need a way to get the food.
Mm.
There were almost, you know, no products available at the time.
What led you to wanting to teach the macrobiotic lifestyle and create a formal institute of learning?
Well, I mean, essentially, I started, in the late 60s, and there were some macrobiotic people in Philadelphia at the time, and one by one, they moved to Boston, where there was a center, an educational center that Michio and Evelyn Cushy ran. And I was basically became the macrobiotic leader by default because everyone else left. And I had a scene, so I couldn't leave. I was stuck here in Philadelphia. And so people started to come to me for classes and education and counseling. And it just kind of happened. One thing led to another.
You were pretty much the director, I believe, at that time of the scene market.
Yeah, I was the founder. I started it and ran it up until about 1976.
You say that so calmly and so casually. Most of us value the Essene market so much. I think that's a very interesting thing for them to be aware of. Hold your thoughts for a moment as we proceed to go to break. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izzard. Our program is sponsored by Alternative Medicine Therapies. My main office is in the 2 Bala Plaza building, Suite 300 in Bala Cynwyd, Pennsylvania. Visit our website at www.amtherapies.com or call the office at 610-687-6184 for appointments, 610-660-7710 for general information. Stay tuned for our return with Denny Waxman from the Strengthening Health Institute talking about macrobiotics.
Why should you passively exist with backaches, allergies, PMS, colds, flu, and other ailments? It's time to take charge of your life with preventive measures. Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies at 610-660-7710 for an initial consultation. Alternative Medicine Therapies offers a holistic approach to preventive care, unlike conventional medicine that tries to correct the illness that exists instead of preventing it altogether. Don't let anyone tell you that your situation is hopeless. Alternative medicine therapies like iridology, kinesiology, reflexology, energy medicine, which includes Qi Li therapy, acupressure, and psychological consultations has an amazing track record of positive results. Why suffer when alternative medicine therapies with psychologist Parthenia Izzard is here to help? Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies today for an initial consultation at 610-660-7710 and visit their website at www.amtherapies.com. And don't miss Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom, psychologist Parthenia Izzard's radio program each Saturday morning at 8 on AM 860 WWDB.
Don't passively exist with backaches, allergies, PMS, colds, flu, and other ailments. Listen to me, Parthenia Izzard, every Saturday morning at 8 for Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom. I am a local natural healthcare practitioner and psychologist. I will show you alternative paths toward health with an holistic approach. Don't miss Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, Parthenia Izzard, every Saturday morning at 8, only on AM 860 WWDB. Welcome back. You are listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izzard. Do visit our website to participate in our blog. That's one way I get your feedback. Today, we are talking with Denny Waxman about macrobiotics and the Strengthening Health Institute. Denny, for those listeners who aren't that familiar with what macrobiotics is all about, could you share some information for them?
Sure. Macrobiotics is an orderly approach to diet and lifestyle. And what that means is we recommend a way of eating that's based on grains and vegetables and soups and a variety of other foods, beans, sea vegetables, nuts, seeds, fish and fruit, things of that. It's largely a vegan diet, though some people choose to eat fish. And when I say it's an orderly approach, we put a lot of emphasis on eating habits and the approach to eating as well as what we eat. Together with that, recommending various lifestyle practices, just common sense things like walking outside daily, and also rubbing your body with a hot damp cloth to deeply clean your skin, activate circulation, things of that nature.
Well, why is it called macrobiotics?
Well, macrobiotics literally means the great life, or life according to the largest view. And it's been used throughout history to mean the way of longevity, or the way art of prolonging life. And the founder of modern-day macrobiotics, George Osawa, was sick when he was young and found a way of eating and living that he used to recover his health, and he chose to call it macrobiotics.
Well, now, give us an example of a typical macrobiotic diet for the day. What would a typical breakfast, lunch, dinner, snack be?
Okay, so every meal is based on a grain and a separate vegetable dish. So probably the most common breakfast grain would be oatmeal, made from rolled oats or steel-cut oats, but some people might choose to make a cereal from cracked wheat or from cornmeal. People commonly think of it as grits. And surprisingly enough, we include a vegetable dish. Might be a steamed vegetable or a blanched vegetable dish with breakfast. And some people choose to have soup with breakfast as well. And one of the common soups we have in the macrobiotic way of eating is called miso soup, which is now becoming popular through Japanese restaurants. And miso soup has incredible qualities for both our digestion and circulation. And a lot of people find it surprising that, we have vegetables with breakfast. But if you think about it, the one thing that everyone needs in the morning is liquid. No matter what way of eating you follow, you might have coffee or tea or orange juice or cereal with milk or oatmeal porridge. So everybody wants liquid or watery things in the morning. And once you get used to eating vegetables with breakfast, you find it incredibly refreshing or satisfying. Then for lunch, let's say you might have a steamed tofu sandwich. So on unyeasted sourdough, wheat, or rye bread. Then with tahini, a sesame paste, and some steamed tofu and lettuce. So there you have your and sauerkraut. So that might be a typical lunch, or a nori roll. You know, sushi is becoming quite popular, and in a lot of places you can find nori rolls. So that might be a typical lunch. And for dinner, let's say brown rice with a sautéed vegetable dish and a lentil soup. And let's say a baked apple for dessert and tea. That's the best I can do off the top of my head right now.
Okay. Now, for moms out there who are trying to make sure their children have, you know, the right amount of protein and all that kind of thing, do they have to have any special concerns when it comes to macrobiotic cooking?
None at all. Our need for protein is a modern myth. All food has protein. As long as you eat a variety of foods, you get adequate protein. And the whole idea that we need to eat animal or dairy protein is just not true. Plant protein actually is superior. As I mentioned in the beginning, I'm not a medical practitioner, but I do have a lot of experience. And especially, you know, with my own children who've grown up without any animal or dairy foods, and they're all strong and they're healthy, and the idea that vegetarians are smaller than other kids is just not true, because most of my kids are in the top 50% for height and weight. And one of the things I've noticed about most children is they're not attracted to protein dishes. You know, I mean, a lot of kids don't like fish. Most don't like beans or tofu or tempeh. You know, they like grains and vegetables and fruits and sweets.
That seems to be especially true, you know, when they're in the very beginning. They usually always reach for the fruits and vegetables.
Yeah.
Is there any research or case study data that you can share with our listeners that supports the health benefits of macrobiotic eating? Or maybe a reference you could share with them if they were interested in getting some kind of research case studies?
Well, there's a website, Amber Waves. It's an organization in Massachusetts. I don't know if it's amberwaves.org. It's run by Alex Jack, and he has a lot of, it's amberwaves.org, and he has an incredible amount of research on his website. So I think that's, you know, for people who are looking for any kind of documentation, that's one place.
Okay. Would you share with our listeners how your Strengthening Health Institute evolved and what its mission statement is?
Well, I mean, its mission statement is basically to spread macrobiotic education and understanding to the general public. But basically, I developed my own approach to macrobiotic teaching and practice, just based on my own experience. And my personal mission is to demystify macrobiotics, to just explain it in practical terms and to make it more open and accessible to people. And originally I started my school to train practitioners, you know, teachers and counselors, but as the years went by, it became apparent that there's a much greater need for just general public education. So we decided to change the focus of the school to general education and to set up a nonprofit to help it grow more quickly. And right now we have a facility in Northern Liberties that's going to be an educational center together with a cafe, and we're hoping the cafe will be open in another month.
Why don't you give them the address of your new facility?
So it's at 1149 North 3rd Street. So it's on 3rd Street, one block south of Girard.
Okay, so that's in Philadelphia?
In Philadelphia, in the Northern Liberty section, 1149 North 3rd Street.
Very good. And why don't you give them your web address and any email or phone number that you would like them to have?
Okay. The phone number for the center is 215. Actually, I've got it's a new phone number. I better look it up just
238-9212.
Thank you.
215-238-9212.
Right.
The Strengthening Health Institute. And because, you know, usually when you start to give that information out, people start to get up to, go get the pencil and paper anyway. So it doesn't hurt to repeat it more than once. 1149 North 3rd Street in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And the web address is
strengthen, www.strengthenhealth.org. strengthenhealth.org.
Okay, now is there an email address you dare to share?
Well, info at
okay,
strengthenhealth.org.
Okay. All right. What programs does your Strengthening Health Institute provide?
Well, right now we have two main programs. One is called the Strengthening Health Intensive. It's a four-day intensive. It starts Wednesday with dinner and ends Sunday just after lunch. And it takes you from A to Z. You learn what this is all about, why to do it, how to do it, how to make all the important dishes, how to plan menus, how to set up your kitchen, a daily exercise program. The program is designed so that when you leave, you know what you're doing. You can have a healthy diet and lifestyle with, you know, confidence and understanding. And the program is for people who never heard about this or people who have been doing it for years. It's really the basis of, you know, it's a life-altering program. Let's put it that way. And then we do a one-year program that meets once a month on weekends. For people who really want, you know, much more in-depth support and a stronger foundation in this.
Is that Friday and Saturday or just Saturday?
Friday and Saturday and part of Sunday.
Okay.
And so it just meets once a month. And then...
sorry to interrupt you, but they actually get a certificate... that would enable them to teach or
yes.
Okay. Okay, good.
Yeah. And in addition to that, then we'll be starting in the new year a number of other programs, like just, you know, dinner lectures. We'll have a cooking class series, programs on different aspects of health, on weight loss or cardiovascular health. Things of that. So we'll have a very wide variety of programs.
Okay, I want to remind our listeners that they can call in. The number is 610-664-4100 if you have a question for our guest. Again, that's 610-664-4100. What changes are, if any, are on the horizon at the Strengthening Health Institute?
Changes in what?
Or up new events. Do you have a publication?
We have an online newsletter.
Right, okay.
And if you go to our website, you can sign up for the newsletter.
Okay, and how often is that? Would they get that newsletter?
Right now it comes out once a month.
Right, that's pretty
good. And it might come out more often in the future.
Okay. Now, the one that's coming out next month, do you happen to know what the theme is of that newsletter?
Actually, I do not.
I knew I was putting you on the spot. I apologize. But anyway, you know, I have to ask these questions, but people can certainly go to the website and find out what the newsletter is or
right.
Access the newsletter. What can our listeners expect to find in your book, The Great Life Handbook?
The Great Life Handbook is based on what I call the seven steps to strengthening health. And it focuses on eating habits or approach to eating, and then diet, what actually, you know, a meal consists of, and then in addition, lifestyle practices for a healthy, natural life. And the Great Life Handbook is really, you know, everything you need to know explained in, you know, very simple practical terms of how to create a healthier diet and lifestyle.
Okay. Hold that thought. Well, we don't have to break just yet. I was trying to sort of get a jump on it, but before we go to break, could you briefly let us know what they could find in your 10 Steps to Strengthening Health book?
Well, that one is out of print. The 7 Steps replace that. And it sounds like less, but essentially what happened, I condensed 10 steps into 5 and then added 2 additional ones.
Okay. And when we come back, we'll talk about the Great Life Diet book. Okay, you're listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izard. Our program is sponsored by Alternative Medicine Therapies. My main office is in the 2 Bala Plaza building, Suite 300 in Bala Cynwyd, Pennsylvania. Visit our website at www.amtherapies.com or call the office 610-687-6184 for appointments or 610-660-7710 for general information. Stay tuned for our return with Denny Waxman from the Strengthening Health Institute talking about macrobiotics. Don't passively exist with backaches, allergies, PMS, colds, flu, and other ailments. Listen to me, Parthenia Izard, every Saturday morning at 8 for Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom. I am a local natural healthcare practitioner and psychologist. I will show you alternative paths toward health with an holistic approach. Don't miss Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, Parthenia Izard, every Saturday morning at 8, only on AM 860 WWDB.
Why should you passively exist with backaches, allergies, PMS, colds, flu, and other ailments? It's time to take charge of your life with preventive measures. Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies at 610-660-7710 for an initial consultation. Alternative Medicine Therapies offers a holistic approach to preventive care, unlike conventional medicine that tries to correct the illness that exists instead of preventing it altogether. Don't let anyone tell you that your situation is hopeless. Alternative medicine therapies like iridology, kinesiology, reflexology, energy medicine, which includes Qi Li therapy, acupressure, and psychological consultations has an amazing track record of positive results. Why suffer when alternative medicine therapies with psychologist Parthenia Izard is here to help? Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies today for an initial consultation at 610-660-7710 and visit their website at www.amtherapies.com. And don't miss Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom, psychologist Parthenia Izard's radio program each Saturday morning at 8 on AM 860 WWDB.
Okay, we're back. Our guest next week, first of all, you're listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izard. And I want to let you know that our guest next week will be Colette Baron-Reed. She's an internationally renowned intuitive counselor, educator, and healer. Today, however, we're talking with Denny Waxman about macrobiotics and the Strengthening Health Institute. Denny, you were going to give us some information about your next book, The Great Life Diet?
Well, I mean, The Great Life Diet is essentially a revised edition of The Great Life Handbook. The difference is I self-published Great Life Handbook, and I finally found a publisher to pick it up, so it'll just be much more widely available, and just a few of my latest ideas.
Oh my, you downplay these things, but that's pretty major to get somebody who wants to publish your book for you, but I'm certain our listeners can appreciate the significance of that. Were you, okay, you've already revealed to us that you did have a junk food habit for a while there. I hate to use that word, but this is the only one that popped out. Now, with all of our thousands of listeners, would you like to state whether or not you ever slip into your old habits?
I don't. I can't say that, I never eat foods off the macrobiotic diet. I mean, I like to eat in restaurants, but the one thing that I discovered is that healthy foods are the most delicious and satisfying foods, and it's eating healthy foods is not discipline.
Right.
It's, it's enjoyment. The discipline is in that healthy foods are not convenient. You can't get them everywhere, so you've got to take time to, to shop and to do some cooking. That's really the discipline.
Well, now that you mentioned that, my next question was actually going to be, what suggestions do you have for those with busy lives and who do a lot of traveling to avoid undermining the positive eating habits that they've established?
Well, I mean, it's one of the things that I focus on in my book is the order of choosing meals, planning meals. And once you understand that, what the basis of a healthy meal is, then it's much easier to adapt your choices to restaurants or when you're away from home. You can learn how to make healthier choices in restaurants or to buy healthier takeouts once you understand the principles of complete and balanced meals and healthy eating. One of the biggest problems is that the information about diet and health in our society, for the most part, is just misleading. So many things that are out there are just not helping people. They're actually leading them further, away from health. And one of the things that I'm trying to do is cut through all of these myths and superstitions and just bring back some really clear understanding about what the principles of diet and health are.
Do you find that macrobiotics is helpful for the elderly? I know that I have clients personally who tend to lose their appetite or have difficulty being inspired to even fix a meal. Do you find with the macrobiotic way of eating that is minimized?
I think macrobiotics helps, bring back a healthy appetite.
Okay.
That's not, excessive, but that's steady and even.
Very good. Do you see a relationship between eating habits and behavior, eating habits and psychological well-being?
Absolutely. I mean, when people sit down to eat and they take time for meals, when they eat regular meals, it affects all areas of life. People become more stable, more grounded. One of my basic ideas is that regular meals regulate all the body's cycles, whether physically, emotionally, and mentally. So, for example, by eating at regular times, it makes your digestion regular, but it also makes your blood sugar regular.
Mm-hmm.
It makes your moods more regular. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You share information about what you call the nature of vibrations on your website. Could you elucidate for our listeners?
The nature of vibrations?
Nature of vibrations. No, you're not supposed to respond like that, Denny.
That could go in a lot.
Vibrational medicine in general, I guess, and how it relates to the way you eat.
Well, that could have a lot of different meanings. The
yes.
Basic nature of vibrations is vibrations always try to align with each other.
Right. Okay.
For example, in the same house, women's menstruation tends to come at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So the nature of vibrations essentially, in the way it's probably asking it there, is that when you add healthy foods into your diet, those healthy foods like to align with or attract other healthy foods. And what you really want to do is make the process self-perpetuating. And if you look at it in reverse, I think it makes more sense. Junk food is self-perpetuating. Once you start to eat junk food, it has a life of its own. You mm-hmm. tend to eat more and more over time.
You also talk about the vibrational impact of eating as a family, or just the going out, when you go out on a date, eating, that whole process affects the relationship in a positive way. Brings families closer together, things of that nature. And I thought that was worth passing on to our listeners as well. Now is a very good opportunity to talk about your staff, especially if there's somebody who's really exceptional that you want to compliment.
Well, we have an incredible staff. I mean, the basis of the school, I run it together with my wife, Susan, who's also a principal teacher there, and someone who graduated from our school, Victoria Brawley, who lived in St. Louis, decided to relocate to Philadelphia to work to help develop the school. And also my daughter, Naomi, works with us. And, you know, together we're the backbone of SHI. And recently we hired a chef for our cafe, Dave Jonas, who formerly was with Horizon Cafe. And we're working with him to set up the menu, and I should say my wife, Susan, is working with Dave to get the cafe up and running. But, yeah, we have an incredible and dedicated staff.
There was one thing in the Michio, is that how you pronounce
his
name?
Yeah, Michio.
Michio and Evelyn Cushy book, where they talked about world events and the connection with eating habits or general well-being as a result of the eating habits. Do you have any sense of that you would like to share with our listeners?
A world event?
Well, you know, how does the way people eat affect some of the world events that are going on as we speak?
Yeah, there's many connections there, but essentially planetary health and well-being depends on personal health and well-being. Healthy people create a healthy planet. So although there's many efforts to try to legislate, you know, health on different terms, when it comes down to it, when we have enough healthy people, then we have healthy systems, you know, around that. Together with that, healthy people, meaning eating grain and vegetable quality foods, more gentle foods, have more gentle vibrational nature, and their interests go more towards peace and, you know, harmony and well-being. Together with that, are we really separate from nature and the environment? You know, when we see the turbulence in nature, in more storms, more earthquakes, more floods, you know, droughts, that's really a reflection of what's going on within individual people and families now. So our modern approach is to look at things, you know, externally. And, you know, in a lot of traditional societies, people tend to look internally of, you know, what we can do ourselves within our own life, their own family, within our own community to create external change. And that's really the way of macrobiotics. So macrobiotics is really a kind of, you know, peaceful revolution, how to create social and environmental health through individual people. And it's what everyone can do every day of their life to create the type of world they want to see around them. So that's really the basic idea of macrobiotics. Most people think macrobiotics is about personal health,
mm-hmm.
and it is, but it's personal health for social and environmental health. That's really what it's about.
Okay, well, we're up on a break here, so hold your thoughts. You're listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, Parthenia Izzard, our program sponsored by Alternative Medicine Therapies, the main office at the 2 Bala Plaza Building, Suite 300 in Bala Cynwyd, Pennsylvania. Visit our website at www.amtherapies.com or call the office at 610-687-6184 for appointments or 610-660-7710 for general information. Stay tuned for our return with Denny Waxman from the Strengthening Health Institute talking about macrobiotics.
Why should you passively exist with backaches, allergies, PMS, colds, flu, and other ailments? It's time to take charge of your life with preventive measures. Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies at 610-660-7710 for an initial consultation. Alternative medicine therapies offers a holistic approach to preventive care, unlike conventional medicine that tries to correct the illness that exists instead of preventing it altogether. Don't let anyone tell you that your situation is hopeless. Alternative medicine therapies like iridology, kinesiology, reflexology, energy medicine, which includes Qi Lai therapy, acupressure, and psychological consultations has an amazing track record of positive results. Why suffer when alternative medicine therapies with psychologist Parthenia Izzard is here to help? Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies today for an initial consultation at 610-660-7710 and visit their website at www.amtherapies.com. And don't miss Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom, psychologist Parthenia Izzard's radio program each Saturday morning at 8 on AM 860 WWDB.
Don't passively exist with backaches, allergies, PMS, colds, flu, and other ailments. Listen to me, Parthenia Izzard, every Saturday morning at 8 for Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom. I am a local natural healthcare practitioner and psychologist. I will show you alternative paths toward health with an holistic approach. Don't miss Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, Parthenia Izzard, every Saturday morning at 8, only on AM 860 WWDB. With Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom, with me, psychologist Parthenia Izzard. Do visit our website to participate in my blog. That's one way I get your feedback. I do want to remind you that next week, October 7, 2006, our guest will be Colette Baron Reed, an internationally renowned intuitive counselor, educator, and healer. Today we're talking with Denny Waxman about macrobiotics and the Strengthening Health Institute. In your bio, when I was talking at the top of the show, I was talking about how you were the director of the Community Health Foundation and Cushy Institute in London. What was that experience like?
Oh, it was a great experience because I got to see how Europeans practice macrobiotics and how their ideas were different from Americans, coming from much longer standing cultures. And I also had a chance to travel extensively throughout East and West Europe and study traditional lifestyles and traditional dietary patterns. So that gave me an opportunity to really form and develop a lot of my ideas about diet and health.
Well, how were their habits different from the average American?
Well, what I discovered is all the world's longstanding cultures had grain and vegetable-based diets, to the point that every culture is known by the grains that they ate, and that in most European cultures that food history is still strong. It still has a strong presence, although now it's disappearing by the year, but it's still there.
Now, when you were what was it, the Mid-Atlantic Macrobiotic Summer Camps director? What would go on at a macrobiotic summer camp?
Well, it was a week camp, and we did it. We took over, actually, a children's camp the week before they opened for their season. And so it was a kind of a rustic program. People came, and the last number of years, we actually had 600 participants. And we had a wide variety of classes and teachers. People just came, they ate together, studied, had social events for a week of macrobiotic lifestyle.
Well, I assume they would have some little fun activities as well throughout the day when they weren't eating.
Lots.
Now, there's some upcoming events. I wish you could see John. He is not being very helpful over here. Sometimes you watch TV programs where the newscaster is trying to deliver the news and some nut is running around, trying to distract them and make them laugh. I don't know what's wrong. Excuse me, with Johnny today. But in any event, I did want to share some events that are coming up. On your website, you mentioned something in Salt Lake City. A seminar?
Yes, my wife Susan, we're going to Salt Lake City to do some lectures and cooking classes, and that's actually coming up soon on October 20th. Then we come back from there, and then the next day we go to Lisbon for
wow.
Portugal for a birthday celebration, for 80th birthday celebration for Michio Kushi, and also for a seminar and then a meeting of the major European macrobiotic teachers.
My word, I wish I could get to Lisbon. That sounds wonderful.
Yeah, it's going to be exciting.
Well, now we're at the end of the program, and I wanted to find out what words of wisdom, because this is Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom, you wanted to leave our listeners with today.
Only that health is an adventure, and most people think that they're giving things up, but it's really the opposite. Once you walk through this door, you find out so many things you never knew existed before. So I hope that this program sparks, you know, some kind of interest in people pursuing what they can do to. And whatever you do, it's important to keep an open mind and be flexible and adaptable.
Well, thank you so much, and I hope we can have you back again soon. And you enjoy the rest of your morning, or go back to sleep and finish up. Thanks
always.
Again.
No, Partini, thank you very much.
Okay, take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, and our herb for today is Boswellia. The part of this herb that's used medicinally is the gum resin. Phytochemicals include borneol, carvone, geraniol, and limonene. It acts as an anti-inflammatory, or antiarthritic, an antifungal, and an antibacterial. Used topically for pain relief, it lowers cholesterol, protects the liver, is useful for arthritis, gout, low back pain, myostasis, and fibromyalgia, helps repair blood vessels damaged by inflammation, traditionally used as a remedy for obesity, diarrhea, dysentery, pulmonary diseases, ringworm, and boils. It's an Ayurvedic herb, also known as Indian frankincense. It's an important herb in the Ayurvedic tradition. Our asana for today is Dandasana. Or a stick or staff is what the danda part refers to. Its basis for sitting poses and twists. The trunk is erect and legs are stretched straight. Again, this is the basis for most of the sitting postures and twists. It gives relief to persons who feel a bloating sensation in the abdomen due to gas, and also to those suffering from gastric complaints. You sit on the floor with the legs stretched out in front and the trunk upright. You join the inner knees and inner ankles. Place the palms on the floor beside the hips, fingers pointing forward. Then you stay for from 15 to 20 seconds away from the legs, and you draw the outer edges slightly back. Again, you keep the feet parallel, and you move the inner edges of the feet away from the legs and draw the outer edges slightly back. Straighten the knees by pressing the kneecaps into the knee joints and stretching the backs of the knees. Press the thighs, knees, and shins down. Tuck the tops of the thighs in toward the trunk. And that's the basic posture. You've been listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izzard, at WWDB 860 AM. Next week, October 7, 2006, our guest will be Colette Baron Reed, an internationally renowned intuitive educator, counselor, and healer who helps others recognize and connect with their own intuition, potential, and purpose. The herb will be Bushu and the asana Sukhasana. We want to invite you to intern on the program, send current events, items, and morsels of wisdom from young people about anything related to wellness, wholeness, and wisdom. You can email your articles or recordings to consult at amtherapies.com or mail CDs to the office at 2 Bala Plaza, Suite 300, Bala Cynwyd, PA, 19004. He's doing the same thing. He's telling me to slow down, and then he's telling me to speed up. I'm just going to finish out the program, ladies and gentlemen. What does alternative medicine therapies offer the public? Iridology and kinesiology assessments, consultations in nutrition, meditation, acupressure, psychosocial consultations, incorporating Bach floral essence remedies, and remote video conferencing. Visit our website at www.amtherapies.com. We invite you to participate in our blog, subscribe to our newsletter, download our radio programs, see who our future guests will be. Find out what we are all about. Wellness, wholeness, and wisdom. Be well.
AM 860 is WWDB Philadelphia, the Delaware Valley's only money talk radio.